544 here at Book and Bar in Portsmouth. So happy to be here talking about issues related to the seacoast. Sustainability is a word you might see used on menus here downtown. But what exactly is sustainability? Well, that's open to interpretation. Jeremy Sewell owns Row 34 and Island Creek Oyster Bar, locations in Portsmouth, Boston, and Burlington, Massachusetts. He's got strong ideas on the area of sustainability, what it means for Seacoast's fishing industry in particular. Jeremy, thank you very much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So I understand you are the grandson of a York Harbor lobsterman. You spent your childhood surrounded by fishermen, and now you own seafood restaurants. So you have sort of a vested interest in sustainability on two fronts, your identity in some ways and then your career. I wanted to ask you what seafood sustainability means to you.
Well, that's a great question. It means a lot of things. I don't think it's a very clean answer. I think that sometimes we get too caught up in the black and white version of what seafood is sustainable and what is not, rather than tracing back and trying to make responsible choices and supporting the people out there on the waterfront. You know, I kind of got to be front row through my childhood watching people talk and sit at the dinner table and listen to people talk about how the government was putting more regulations on them and it was harder to go out and make a living as a fisherman. And that hasn't changed my entire life. The deeper I've gotten into the industry, the story is the same. So I feel that part of the sustainable conversation has to be, what are we sustaining? And the fishermen need to be a big part of that conversation.
So what are you talking about when you say, what are we sustaining? Are you talking about the industry? Are you talking about the fish itself? Or are those two things so linked that you can't have one without the other? And
they're all linked. You know, we're talking about a way of life where people are making a living on the water, on the seacoast, and they're not allowed to go catch enough fish to make a living that they did, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago. So they have to diversify, grow shellfish, grow finfish, grow seaweed. That's a huge thing now, but they also have the ability to go catch fish, and we can't make villains out of the fishermen that are legally harvesting the ocean in a way that is really hard to do, but they're bringing fish back that is labeled maybe not as sustainable as some people would like them to be.
Because sometimes when you just drop a net, you catch things that maybe you weren't supposed to catch.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where you have to take a little, responsibility and find out where your fish is from, who caught it. You know, we talk about know your farmer. We've heard that expression for years. Well, know your fisherman and know who is growing and catching things from the ocean that you're putting on your dinner plate. That is is equally as important as in the process as any other part of it.
What about fish farms as a sustainable fishing option?
You know, fish farms kind of come under a lot of scrutiny, rightfully so, some of them. But I do think that it's going to be a part of the future. I think that we are putting so much pressure on the food systems across this country and across the world. You know, I cook for a living. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a biologist. But what I do see is out there in the world and being interested in food, seeing all these things change over the course of my career and my lifetime. So when it comes to fish farming, doing it responsibly, investing, supporting the people that are out there trying to find new methods to harvest the ocean in a really good way, I think is going to be very important in the future.
Mm-hmm. You're currently partnering with the University of New Hampshire for an aquaculture program of your own. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I participate as far as like free labor, and I help, and it's really, my goal is to help them figure out how to get, when the fish is grown, get that to market and market it in a way that is really positive to a consumer and a chef in a restaurant. So how they're growing fish it's called an IMTA system. It's integrated multi-trophic aquaculture, and they grow kelp, mussels, and steelhead trout. And the kelp and the mussels help filter out nitrogen that fish are producing. So it's this little ecosystem that is really a great model for how we should be farming the ocean.
I want to talk a little bit about squid. So here in New England, we catch a lot of local squid that then gets shipped to places like India and China to be cleaned. It's then refrozen and shipped back, served as local because it was caught here. You recently started making sure that squid that you serve at your restaurants never leave New England shores, which is kind of an investment for you financially. So is it worth it in your view?
100%. I think when you can take a in-state fishery, which is 3 miles or in, and give these guys a market that has a floor, it's not going to get below a certain price, and you can promote this product. And because very few fishermen make a living catching one thing. In the spring, it's squid. In the summer, it's usually something else, the fall and winter. So giving them an opportunity to be proud of what they're catching and bring it to market is great.
So we've got some squid here, and I don't eat seafood. So I'm kind of sort of at a disadvantage for this interview, but I have, all things considered, producer Ali Pham here. She's going to try it for us. So while she's taking a bite, what is she trying?
Yeah.
So this is, again, our local squid, and this is just, squid is a vehicle for flavor. Most people love it fried. I couldn't bring fried squid over. So this is marinated and grilled and served with a little coconut milk and chilies and cucumber, mint, a little cilantro, mm-hmm. just like this chilled kind of bright, lightly so spicy squid.
It's Allie a vehicle for flavor. It's yeah. true, yeah.
How would you describe it, Allie?
It's definitely chewy, salty, and really, really tasty.
A little bit of acid and salt in there kind of balance out the squid.
Yeah.
Well, that's on offer at least one of your restaurants, yes?
Yes, something like that's always available.
Okay, well, Jeremy Sewell owns Row 34 and Island Creek Oyster Bar locations in Portsmouth, Boston, and Burlington, Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
And this is All Things Considered live from Book and Bar in Portsmouth on NHPR.